Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. If you want to level up your sales game and hang out with other cool people who are selling great stuff, great services, projects in this industry, head to Facebook and jump into the group that we have there called Contractor Sales Pros today.
Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Been seeing a trend over the last month or so in our groups, primarily in the Contractor Fight free group, less so in our paid trained groups. And what I'm seeing is that contractors are getting into situations with the homeowner where the homeowner is blaming a problem. Sometimes it's not even related at all to the work that is going on at their home on the contract. And what these guys are doing pretty much to a T is they panic. They start thinking worst case scenario. Oh my God, my Google rating is going to go down, or they get on Yelp and fuck me over, whatever it is. And then out of that panic just becomes anything goes to make sure this customer is happy. You know, there's one example of a dude whose crew was working on a house and a separate contractor was working on the pool. Somehow later in the day, he calls the homeowner because his crew notices the pool's overflowing. And she lights him up and blames his crew and all this other shit, even though it's like, I don't know, they're painting or something. It's like, they'd be nowhere near the pool. They would never fill up the pool or whatever. But immediately, he just goes to panic about his reputation, panic about reviews. She's hooting and hollering, screaming about water bills and all this shit. And next thing you know, he's taking money off the final invoice without even discussing it with her. And it's just... that was just one of the examples. There's been countless of these things where people are just taking fucking verbal abuse, financial abuse, and all these things from homeowners that have no leg to stand on, but they get no resistance. And this is why we all are constantly getting treated like doormats in this industry, is because nobody's got a fucking spine to stand up to these guys. So my advice to you today is just fucking stop that. Stop being doormats to homeowners. And this isn't saying do the typical light them up and any little thing results in butthurt from the contractor and screwing the customer over. That's the exact opposite of what I'm saying, actually. So there's three key ways that I defuse these situations with homeowners. Doesn't matter what the situation is. I find that these three things pretty much get me out of any sticky situation and at least get me out of there much more unscathed than had I not followed these steps. And the first step is empathy. Now, the definition of empathy: have the ability to understand and share feelings of another. That means you are seeing things from their perspective, not from your perspective, not talking about how you know how it you feel to be sad because your puppy got run over fucking 30 years ago or something. It's like, no, you understand why Mary is upset that there's paint on a brand new bluestone walkway. That's what you talk about. Make sure the customer feels heard so that their complaint, whether it's valid to you or not, you're at least validating what they're feeling, because you can't deny that's what they're feeling. Secondly, when it comes time to come to a resolution, don't do the typical contractor thing, which is to unbuckle your pants and drop trowel immediately. It's like the secret sauce in this situation is, like all negotiations, be the last one to speak. So what I simply do in these situations is ask the homeowner what they think is a fair resolution. I'll say that again. What do they think is a fair resolution? And you're probably thinking, oh, these guys are going to fuck me over. They're going to want a new Corvette or something because I scratched their floor. It's like, people don't do that. People are actually, in my experience, much more reasonable than we always assume they're going to be in these situations. One of our sales coaches in our battleground group, Greg, builds beautiful custom homes. And I don't remember all the details. It's like 5 or 6 years ago. But he's sweating balls one night just because he got a message from a homeowner. They're pissed off about something and they wanted to come out immediately and look at this problem. So Greg immediately goes into the back of his mind, starts sweating the details, think of all the things that could go wrong, all the costs that could be incurred, all the scheduling fuck-ups that are going to happen downstream because of pulling this crew off or whatever has to happen. And he works himself into a lather. Lo and behold, he gets out to the house next day. Looking, I think it was like a tile floor, something was screwed up. And he's talking to the homeowner. They're all upset. They're all just up in this shit because they spent the whole night getting all girded for battle too, right? And he simply asked him, he's like, well, what do you think would be a fair resolution to this? What do you want? And lo and behold, the homeowner just wanted like three or four tiles fixed. An easy, easy fix. Where Greg thought he had to pull the whole floor up and just the whole nine yards was a total nightmare. But the best part about this story is that the customers were so impressed with the way he listened to them, the way he made them feel important, understood their pain, that they turned around during the same visit and hired him for thousands of dollars of additional work. Just because it's a law of reciprocity, he went in, he made the wife happy, which made the husband happy, or vice versa, whatever the details of that are, made them feel like the big bad contractor that they're drinking cases of red wine the night before, trying to get the courage to face and all this shit. Just made it an easy thing for them, and they rewarded him with more work. And finally, the last three steps after empathy, after asking what they think is fair, is just to have a spy in yourself. You know, it's like we enter these relationships with homeowners, and to listen to some of these guys talk in these groups, it's like they're lucky they got this job. Like, thank God that this investment banker was kind enough to hire me to like do his fucking plumbing or something. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, you're a professional. I don't care. I stand in front of guys, $6 million houses, hedge fund managers, wherever the hell they are. And I'm sitting there in flip flops and my shorts. And they don't treat me like a doormat, because like the whole presence of this conversation is that we're equals. We're equals in our own worlds. And they don't want to paint their house. I want to paint their house. So there's a reason I'm standing in front of them. And it's not because they're some feudal lord and I'm just some peasant that's going to there to serve them. So have a freaking spine, be on equal footing, and don't be a pushover. So with that, I look forward to hearing the tales of future customer conflicts and how you're going to take this three-point system to turn your frown upside down and make that situation a win for yourself. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.